Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Well, today we have another question. My child finishes homework, comes to me, and announces, I'm bored, like it's my job to fix it. I want them to learn how to entertain themselves, but I also feel guilty just saying, figure it out. How can I respond in a way that helps them value their time and develop creativity without feeling like I am abandoning them?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This normally happens when there's a single child in the family and there's no one to play with him or her. And the child normally, when he or she gets bored, they come to the father or mother and they're like, okay, I'm bored, please entertain me, please play with me, let's go out somewhere, and
yeah,
these things, yeah. But when they are siblings, normally they play with the siblings. This is a plus point. That's the reason I hear a lot of parents saying, I have a single child and he gets really bored and we are after our child.
Mm-hmm.
Like 24/7, we have to be with the child because we have to play with him. He gets bored all the time otherwise.
Yeah.
So these are the issues. Otherwise, alhamdulillah, if they are siblings, then the time passes by very quickly. Yeah, so of course, the first thing is bring a sibling in order to get rid of this boredom thing. Okay,
yeah.
The practical thing now
I think what most of the parents do here is that they simply hand over their phones to them.
Not at all, not at all. Unfortunately, I'm really against it. So there's one practical thing about a jar. Where you create a jar, a glass, of course, there's a glass jar in your home, and you create small slips of paper on which you are going to write down, like, what you have to do when you get bored. So it's like the boredom jar, example.
Mm-hmm.
You write down on a slip of paper, call your grandparents, okay,
mm-hmm.
if they're not living with the family, of course. Call your grandmom or like grandparents, or like example, play with Legos,
mm-hmm.
Or example, on another slip you can write down paint or
mm-hmm.
drawing or shading, like pencil shading, yeah. And number four is like, you can say, go help your mom in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
Number five. So you have created slips, you have written slips, and you have put it in the boredom jar, okay. Once the child gets really bored and he comes near you, you can just point out towards the jar. You
mm-hmm.
can say, okay, fine, pick one. So in this way, he feels that there's a kind of activity
to do for him.
Yeah, to do.
Yeah.
So he will. Oh, by the way, close your eyes, pick one. Uh-huh, come near me, show me. You see?
Mm-hmm.
So in this way, you are kind of interacting. You're not shooing him off, like, okay, go away, I don't have time.
You're not abandoning. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you're not saying, I don't have time for you and stuff like that. You are you're just diverting the situation in a friendly way, in a good way, in a polite way. And the child, now, example, the paper which comes is like, go and help your mom, okay? So, okay, fine, now it's time for you to go and help your mom. Okay, go into the kitchen. Tell me what she's doing. So you are not you're not saying, okay, now that's it. It's done. I'm not there with you anymore.
Yeah.
You are still interacting with your child.
Yeah.
Because this happens, you know, in psychology, there's an attachment theory. Okay.
Yeah.
The child is attached to the parents normally. Yeah. And this is like it. This is how it should be even.
Yeah.
Okay. So, so even if they are siblings, like this is even for those parents who have two children and more.
Yeah.
Even they are, if they are siblings, the children's tendency is to come towards the parents.
Yeah.
And we can't expect, because they are siblings, they will play with themselves all together, like, yeah, like for all the time. No, yeah, it's not necessary. There right. might be times where the one or even both of them come to the parent.
They get bored and they want
some
activity.
They want the parent to play with them.
Right. We'll discuss more with you, brother. Let's take a short break here, dear listeners. Stay tuned.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. Brother Muhammad Liaquat Abbas is here with us, helping us out. How do we deviate a child in a very friendly manner when they are bored and also we are busy? So, yes, Brother Liaquat, you said make a jar of some paper slips wherein you write the activities. Okay, do this, that, when they are when you are busy and also when they are bored.
Mm-hmm.
So you are deviating them in a friendly manner and then they are doing the activities. So yeah, we'd exactly. like to hear more.
Exactly. Yeah, so this is number one. Another thing which is very important over here, which I was pointing out towards, is when they are siblings and when they come towards you. This is a golden opportunity. When you have sibling, like when they are siblings and...
both of them are coming.
And they are coming towards you. You start the game. In the middle, you are going to go and you're going to work.
All right.
So it's not like, okay, because you both are brother, sister, because you both are brothers, because you both are sisters, you have to play together. Why are you coming towards me? This is not the methodology. Because the child has come towards you, you have to show them love and affection.
Mm-hmm. Even if it's short time.
Even if it for exactly, like for 2-3 minutes, 5 minutes. It's not a lot. Yeah, I understand. Like
life,
are very busy sometimes.
Yeah.
It's completely normal, and sometimes the parents are frustrated because of the extreme workload
pressure.
On their head, pressure, everything. Yeah. So it's not like, okay, because I'm extremely frustrated or pressurized or like with all the workload what I have, I'm not going to see my kids, or I can't play with my kids right now. And now they are coming near me that they are bored and stuff like that. So you can start a board game or something where it involves two or more people. You are involved, the parent is involved, I mean.
Yeah.
The kids are also involved.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you start and you say, okay, fine. Example, I have to go and wash my face.
Right.
I have to drink water. You guys continue.
Mm-hmm.
And then they will again get themselves involved.
They will get
engaged. You see, this is another method, like how to keep the children engaged with themselves.
Yeah.
Number three is, if you have other activities as well, then you will involve them in your activities.
All right.
Of course, if you can, make them involved. Example, the mother is kind of like is cutting vegetables, and the children come near her and they're like, okay, we are bored now.
Yeah.
Okay, they are children now.
Yeah.
Okay. So instead of like, okay, now the mother can't go.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the father is on a job. Okay, for example.
Yeah.
The mother can't leave everything. She has to cook. The time is getting like, if it is iftar time, okay, the iftar time is near. So it's a kind of pressure upon her.
Yeah.
Or example, the dinner time is near and she is still peeling the vegetables. Okay.
Yeah.
Now that they have come, the mother, it is very important over here to see what is the age of the child.
Yeah.
If the child can peel and can cut the vegetables with knife,
mm-hmm.
then and they are good at it, okay?
Yeah.
Then the mother can give this work, then can assign this work to the children.
Mm-hmm.
One can peel, one can cut the vegetables.
Yeah.
And in this way, it's not necessary that the mother should give everything to them.
Yeah.
One onion, example, or a potato, just one of them. Like,
yeah.
The rest the mom is going to do.
Yeah.
So in this way, what's going to happen is you are assigning the works, what you have to do, to them.
Right.
This is one technique.
You remind me of some of the scenes wherein my children, both of them, they fight with each other that I have to help and I have to help.
Amazing.
So yeah. Yeah.
Beautiful.
So, we'll take a short break and discuss more with you.
Imam Ali alayhi salam said, encourage your sons in their childhood to learn etiquette so that in their grown-up age they can be the joy of your eyes.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. We're discussing how to deviate your children friendly and without saying that I'm busy, I can't do it right now for you. I can't fix it. Fix your things yourself or get yourself entertained yourself. So in a very polite manner, how you keep your children engaged when they get bored. So I was saying that you remind me of certain scenes, like when my children, when I get them engaged with me in the kitchen, for example, they fight with each other. Oh, mom gave this job to me, and the elder one says, no, it was my job. So they get engaged to the extent that I have to separate them and tell them, okay, both do it. So
Yeah. It happens. Amazing. It is also important in this way that it will teach them life skills, like for their future life, how to cut vegetables, and like not just that, even cooking. Few parents involve their children in cooking as well. Like, okay, first I'm putting some salt or like some chili powder and this powder and that powder, and like this is how I cook.
Mm-hmm.
So the child normally sits, like when I still remember my father. When he used to clean the fish, he used to just call me, okay, you want to see how I clean the fish?
Mm-hmm.
I used to be like, okay. But he never used to give it to me because there were scales, and normally scales are sharp.
Yeah.
I used to ask him.
Overall, it's a difficult job.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I used to ask him, can I clean it? He used to say, no. Now it's not the time, inshallah. After a few years.
Yeah.
So I used to see like the technique which he used to do. Wow, that was amazing. Like now I use and I follow the same technique. How to clean the fish. So that's how I learned. So it's just
observing.
Just observing is also a thing over there. Okay, fine. So coming back to the place where the child is bored and the father has a lot of work. Over here, if the work can be swapped with another work, like example, from 6 o'clock to 7 o'clock, you have to do this work. If it can be swapped and you can do the same work from 7 to 8, then do that activity. Like example, from 7 to 8, it's your family time. Or your example, you have to go to a walk with your children.
Yeah.
Okay, you can swap that time to here.
Yeah.
So that you are getting them involved. You are also involved with your kids. You have taken them out, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Or you have to purchase grocery, water. Like, you can take them out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that they get diverted. And then after you come back, you can say, okay, fine. Help your mom. Go. Help your mom washing the vegetables, fruits, and everything, whatever. And helping her serve the dinner, etc.
Yeah.
And I will do my work.
Yeah.
So you see, like, you are swapping the timetable. And that's the reason in psychology as well. They say that the timetable should be extremely flexible.
Yeah.
Of course, there's one thing that you can't negotiate, like your job, like which is you have to go to the job and stuff like that. That's different.
Mm-hmm.
But those places where you're at home, keep it flexible.
Yeah.
So inshallah, with these things, I really pray that there are more options for the parents where they can entertain their children in a beautiful manner.
Very playful manner, yeah. Thank you so much. Thank you, dear listeners, as well. You are listening to IRIB English Radio. Until another episode, take good care. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small. A way of life, a way of life, a way of life, a way of life. Islam is a way of life, a complete way.